It's time for a look at KODI Sports. Here's your host, Cole Havens.
Winter sports season is here. The Cody Bronx and Phillies basketball teams have taken to the hardwood in preparation for the 2019-2020 campaign. For the Cody Phillies basketball team, they are under the direction of first-year head coach Chris Wagner. Last year, the Phillies opened up play in Class 4A with a respectable 12-11 overall record and would win a game at the regional tournament. However, there has been a lot of turnaround from last year to this year. They graduated four seniors, one of which is Paige Powell, who currently plays for the University of Wyoming. I sat down with Coach Wagner, and he gives his initial outlook on the season.
The big thing is just getting everyone used to the style of basketball that we like to play. I really like the up-tempo play offensively and defensively, and we got a very young team. You know, we're only returning one senior, you know, not a lot of varsity experience, so I mean, right away, those younger girls are going to get thrown in and try to adapt to the style of play. And, you know, it's going to be a process for sure, but, you know, we're going to be patient and try to get better with it each day.
With so much talent that was lost a year ago, this Philly squad does return a strong core. While they look to be a bit undersized, they can make up for that with speed and athleticism. Coach Wagner highlights some of those returners that will be key this year.
Coming in as an opposing coach to Cody last year, Tori was definitely the girl that we knew we'd have come back and be a big part. Tegan Thompson will be our senior, and we're really excited to see what she can do throughout the full season. Britton Bauer is another solid piece that we'll see coming back. We got a few sophomores that are going to fill in some spots. We're a very physical team, I feel like. We might be a little undersized, but they make up for it with their athleticism.
With Coach Wagner being new to the program, oftentimes it takes some time to build a rapport with the team, and adds what he's looking for from the players early on.
We're just really emphasizing that they come in with each drill and every section of practice with a lot of focus. We want the physicalness. We want them, you know, working hard, but I need the mental concentration more than anything, because so many new things getting thrown at them. I mean, lots of new drills, lots of new offensive, defensive concepts. So, you know, the focus is going to be the big driving factor behind how much we get out of it.
As for what you should expect to see on the court, Coach Wagner is an up-tempo guy who wants to push the pace.
I mean, I'm a transition guy. The more points and the more open looks we can get out of transition, I feel is great. And then if we have to run a half-court offense, you know, I still like to stay in that attack mode. Defensively, I prefer man-to-man. That style matches up with our offensive style of play. So most times I want to pick up full court. We want to be playing aggressive on both sides and rotating girls in, keeping them fresh.
Meanwhile, for the boys' basketball team, last year was a learning curve for the Bronx, as it was also their first season in Class 4A. They would finish the year with a 4-18 overall record and won a game at the regional tournament. I sat down with head coach of the Bronx, Jay Kraft, and he lines out the expectations for the team this year.
I think we have very high expectations for our team. We have several kids who are returning that now have varsity experience. Multiple kids can play multiple positions, and we have great leadership on this team, I believe, coming into the season. So we look to compete at a higher level in the 4A class this year.
Anytime you move up or down in a class, there is going to be a learning curve, and that's exactly what the Bronx experienced last year in the 4A for the first time. The Bronx bring back at least five seniors from a year ago, and Coach Kraft talks about how that will help the team make a move in 4A.
I think we now understand the physicality and the speed that 4A requires versus a lower division, and hopefully our kids are able to compete in four quarters. I think that's what we learned last year too, was we can't have three good quarters and one bad one. We have to compete in all four for us to be successful on any given night.
As for how this team will look offensively and defensively, Coach Kraft highlights the biggest emphasis that the team must work on early on.
Well, on the defensive end, we're going to have to guard the ball. We're also going to have to help off the ball. Offensively, I think we're going to have to find three guys in double figures nightly if we want to compete. So getting our kids to take the right shot and convert. Our kids don't get up a lot of shots in the off season, so we're really going to have to get up a lot of shots to get our confidence up shooting wise.
And as for who needs to be a difference maker for this squad, expect the returning players to step up.
I'd have to say our guys who started for us last year, and that would be Coy and Hunter and Tristan, and then, you know, of course, Duncan. Those four really will set the tone, because they have the most experience coming off of varsity team roster last year.
The Cody basketball teams will open their respective seasons on the road December 12th through the 14th when they take part in the Gillette Tournament. Their first home game will be a doubleheader December 20th versus Powell, and KODI AM 1496.7 FM is your home for Bronx and Phillies basketball all season long. And in some college action, the Wyoming Cowboys struggled from the field in a 64-47 loss to TCU Tuesday evening in the third-place game of the MGM main event in T-Mobile Arena. The Cowboys' former Mountain West rival connected on 9 three-pointers on the night on their way to the win. And that's your look at sports. For more on these and other stories, you can visit mybighornbasin.com. Reporting for the Bighorn Radio Network, I'm Cole Havens.